The Lord is with us, heart dwellers. And in his tremendous kindness, he's been revealing so many secrets to us, so many beautiful secrets of his blood and of his sacrifice. And I wanted to share with you a message that he had given me about Ron Wyatt and the Ark of the Covenant, the discovery of it, just for your edification. And the Lord confirmed that he indeed had found it. And this is what he had to say. I said, "Lord, I just can't get over what you did when you sprinkled your blood on the mercy seat." And for those of you who are not familiar with this, Ron Wyatt discovered the place where the Lord was crucified in hewn out rock where three crosses were. And 20 feet below that, deep under the ground, without anyone knowing about it, he discovered the Ark of the Covenant, which Jeremiah had hidden there when Nebuchadnezzar was coming to destroy Jerusalem. And the interesting part was, he came in from the backside where the quarry is and spent all these years, I think 3 years, searching, because he just knew in his heart and his spirit that the Ark of the Covenant was hidden somewhere there. So he explored these numerous cave systems with his two sons, and he finally found it. And when he found it, the stone covering for it, the stone box, was broken. And there was some dark red substance that had sprinkled on the top of the box where the lid was broken, and down onto the mercy seat. And it was the Lord's blood. What had happened is when the earth quaked and was split asunder and the Lord descended into Sheol, then the blood, which was pooled up in his body, was released by the centurion's spear, and the blood went straight down 20 feet, landed on the cover for the Ark of the Covenant, and since it was broken, continued on down and landed on the mercy seat, on the left side of the mercy seat. Really amazing. And I've been pondering this for days. I haven't been able to get away from it. It's just fascinated me. And it's just so eloquent, so perfectly eloquent, and so like God, and so amazing. I just couldn't get over it. I said to the Lord, "Lord, I just can't get over what you did when you sprinkled your blood on the mercy seat." He replied, "I didn't sprinkle it, Claire. The Father did." Wow, that's even more amazing. Imagine Father loving you with all his heart, knowing what you suffered, taking that blood and sprinkling in the mercy seat. Oh, I cannot even imagine you doing that, Father, and saying, "It is finished." Oh, Lord, contemplating that 20-foot drop onto the mercy seat, it is so beyond my comprehension. I get weak inside every time I meditate on this incredible miracle that is so like you. He answered me, so perfect. Yes, so very profoundly perfect. Jesus, I cannot fathom this kind of perfection, and yet I know it's merely a droplet of your unfathomable ways. He continued, "You see, I could not allow a carnally minded man to make this discovery. It had to be a devout servant. Besides, those who have not been baptized and forgiven their sins would immediately react the way the young man who was helping him reacted, for my power and eminence radiated from that place." Yeah, he was having a young man help him, and when he got close to the ark in one of the caves, he was scared silly and came running out and said, "I don't know what's in there, but I'm not going back in." And that's when Ron knew that the ark was in there. Jesus continued, "Claire, it took years and years of preparation, breaking and reforming before I could even allow him this find. Years and years and years. Being an anesthesiologist gave him the opportunity many, many times to witness death. A holy fear rested in his heart, the good kind of fear. The reality of eternity was something he witnessed firsthand so many times. It really helped to prepare his heart. When I died, the earth shook and rent asunder. That is when I descended into Sheol, when the centurion came back to thrust the spear into my body's side, the blood and water pooling and waiting to exit, just naturally poured down the crack in the earth. Angels lined the entire way down that crack, Claire, the entire way. None was lost. That sealed your redemption, my love, once and for all. Were it necessary, I would do it all over again, just to have you with me in heaven. Oh, Lord, that is so incomprehensible. I know, he replied. It is to me as well, but that only scratches the surface of my love for you. I feel this way about every single human being ever created. Do you understand? The leper, the thief, the murderer and rapist, the babies born deformed without limbs, sometimes hideously grotesque and painful to look at. Oh, how precious the soul in that little deformed body. Do you know that soul is entering into the mystery of redemption along with you and me and all others ever created in my image? Not synthetically formed human look-alikes. No, I have no part in them. But these who come into the world deformed are the product of man's sin, and as such are suffering the consequences of that sin. They are the very special souls, born to a lifetime of suffering. But in heaven they will shine with extraordinary beauty, and I will complete their appearance. These deformities, Claire, are the face of hatred, Satan's hatred for mankind. With these hideously deformed faces and little bodies, Satan laughs and flaunts how ugly he can make what I made beautiful. Yet to me these souls are precious, and I know what they will someday be transformed into. So, Lord, you are saying that these souls are in agreement to reflect the sins of their people and to suffer in expiatory prayer for them? That's right. Can you see how special they are? I'm dumbfounded. I know, he said. Take your rest. And that's when I had to stop. So two beautiful messages explaining much about the ways of the Lord. God bless you, heart dwellers, and thank you so much for being patient with me. Sorry it took so long for the upgrade, but it was rather complicated.